Hello, everyone. The clip you're about to hear is from one of our exclusive Patreon episodes on a recent horror release, and just like all of our other episodes, it might include major spoilers for said horror release, so don't listen to it if you haven't already seen it. You've officially been warned. And if you'd like to hear the full episode, just head on over to patreon.com/horrorqueers and subscribe today. Without further ado, here is your exclusive Patreon clip.
I like the way that the film uses him not just as a counterpoint to Bobby, but also he becomes, and I know that people might give us flack for this, but I think that there's kind of a gentle queer relationship between the two boys.
I was debating bringing this up, but I'm like, why the fuck would I debate this with you?
I don't know. Is it a bit of a reach?
I want to make it clear that we are not sexualizing these children, but let's start at the very beginning. We get this in media res opening, which I don't think is necessary at all. I really wish that we would have just started on the field. But if only because we get the scene of them in the trunk, and then it's like, oops, 6 hours earlier or whatever. And then we get the one scene, and then boom, right back to the opening. It's like, we didn't need that.
Fair. That is fair.
The conversation they have when they're lying in this golden field of grass or weed or whatever the fuck.
This perfect date.
The dialogue, it felt, I'm not going to say eerily romantic, but it felt romantic in a way. And I know, I mean,
I 100% said the same thing.
People can say, oh no, like they're just two friends, they're children, blah, blah, blah. But I very much got like, yes, this is more than just, I mean, again, these are children, but like kind of like coming of age. I mean, they're really coming of age by the end of this film. But yes, I got the same vibe.
Yeah, because I do think you could make the argument that, yeah, they are just friends and the bonds of friendship is what drives Bobby to never give up on his friend. But this idea even that they're going to run away together to the coast. And I'm not going to lie, as a queer of a certain age, the idea of running away to the West where it's more liberal to be who you are is like embedded in my Pet Shop Boys DNA. So part of me though is like, oh, my little queer radar dinged a little bit when they said, let's go to California.
And I mean, granted, I get the idea that they do enjoy baseball, but they're also like trying to kill time with each other before they have to go endure this terrible sport.
Spoken to somebody who maybe hasn't played baseball.
I play baseball actually when I was their age. I was really bad at it. But yeah. Anyway, so yes, I am subscribing to that, and I will 100% buy into it. And I believe if we got a sequel where they were teenagers, that they would be a couple.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I think the film works regardless of which two readings you have. All you have to do is believe in the power of the relationship between the two for it to work. And I think both of the boys are so well cast, and they have such good chemistry that even when they're apart, you can feel how much, like, how important it is for Bobby to make sure that his friend / romantic interest is okay.
Well, and I looked it up because I was like, are these directors gay? Are they? They're not. They're actually just lifelong friends.
Yeah, I think they're besties.
That being said, both Dewey and Chavis kind of look like younger versions of them.
Aw, that's so cute.
So I don't know if that was intentional on their part when they were casting, but yes, that is very much, they look like spitting images.
Cool.
So how about this abduction scene though, which is just, I mean, oh my god, just waiting.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.